One love. Sayna, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Shiny Sean, coming back to you again. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. Joey.
What's up?
I'm going to stop reminding you. You just got to just get in there, bro. Just say what's up, bro.
What's up to the people? It's Joey. In the flesh.
There you go. That was good.
Hey, man. You know, I'm trying to get used to this podcasting. It's my first couple of times, you know.
So, hey, man. But I'm just glad you're here with me. That's all that matters, bro. Hey,
at the end of the day. Glad I'm here, too. For sure.
But anyways, bro. Y'all know what time it is. Let's do some nice little hot topics. Got a nice little music in the background. Just nice and subtle. Sorry, nah. But the first hot topic for today, CSU, gotta let y'all know. If y'all don't know, graduation is gonna be on virtual. We're gonna have a virtual graduation for the seniors for the class of 2020. I kind of feel okay about that.
It's like the only thing you really can
do. I really want them to postpone it, but then again, you know, people gotta live their lives. So, I'm not mad about that.
It's just sad that they can't really, like, live that experience, you know?
Yeah, it's very sad and upsetting. But also, Ohio might start opening things back up May 1st.
May 1st.
So, like, handcuffs.
Yo, you know? I did handcuffs hear that. Unlock. But I've been seeing so many of the things, like, social distancing orders might still be in effect till December. Yeah. I'm like, man, that's literally whole year pause.
It's tough, like a lot of stuff we got to do.
2020 put on pause, literally. So it's like, I mean, hey, if he says May 1st, then you know,
yeah, just
summer's about to be turned.
Yeah, I just think when May 1st come around, it's just like, everything would like start coming back slowly. So I feel like everything should go back where they didn't order. So like reverse order it. So like open up the restaurants and work, then open up the parks, then open up, you know,
like in phases.
Phases. So we're still cool in that, like, we know, like, the virus, like, really settled down, you know.
Right. I mean, yeah, if they definitely do it, there's gonna be some. It's not going to be, like, back to normal.
Right.
But, you know, hey, I'm all for it just as long as, you know, everything just gets back to what it is. Because, man, I need to go outside. I need to see my people.
Joey, you got a hoop, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
You got to. And speaking of basketball, the next hot topic.
Wow, that's a good
The Last segue. Dance. Michael Jordan, it came out yesterday. So, like, I heard so much about it. I heard it was good. Michael Jordan even tweeted saying, after you watch like the 10 parts of the documentary, people going to see him as a bad guy. How you feel about that?
Man, I mean, I've been seeing, you know, the little clips on ESPN.
Yeah, that's why I've been seeing that too. So.
And, I mean, you know, I'm Team LeBron. Angle cap.
No, I'm Team Kobe.
I understand Jordan. He's up there too, you know.
Wow.
Hey, like, I'm excited. I'll definitely watch it. I'll definitely be watching it.
I definitely can't wait to see it.
Yeah. It's Michael Jordan, dude.
Right. Dang. The GOAT. And the last hot topic, SBG Chemo Baby, came out with a new track called Rap Referee. I like it. It's a good song.
A bop, yeah.
Because, like, I definitely, you know, got you hit to him because he goes to my school at CSU. So I definitely showed you Heavy Steppers. That's, like, his, like, real big-time song. And then he just came out with Rap Referee. So.
Y'all should check him out, man.
Yeah, definitely check him out, man. The song's called Rap Referee. So, like, definitely check that song out. Definitely check Heavy Steppers. That song, like, it's good bangers. It's good bops. But enough of this. Let's get into the main topic. The main topic today is how to deal with conflict. I feel like everybody today, especially just during the time of quarantine, is definitely dealing with some type of conflict. Whoa.
Oh, Corona.
First,
you better edit that out. Can you edit that?
Nah, you good, bro. It's just your allergies, bro. You're fine. But Nah, bats are just everybody, especially with quarantine.
It's just hold on. It's just so funny how you can't even cough nowadays without somebody just like looking at you with two eyes. Like,
hey man, stop that coughing. Hey,
let's get back to the.
But we're dissecting it in three sections today, and so the first section we talking about is pain. With conflict, conflict is stressful. It can be stressful. It can cause a lot of people, like, become brokenhearted. It makes people angry, depressed. You can not only hurt, you know, you, but, like, others around you. It's just conflict. It can really be a bad thing if not handled correctly.
Yeah, I think we all definitely deal with, you know, some level of conflict, you know, in our lives, whether it's with family or friends or just, you know, people in our lives. It's just kind of a part of life, mm-hmm. you know. And I know in my life, personally, I try to, like, I really try to veer from conflict and just not, you know, I barely found myself in a lot of arguments, just personally.
Yeah. I try to be like that, but conflict always yeah, came to me.
But, you know, when you do find yourself in tough situations, like, you know, with family and stuff like that, it's really hard to, it's really hard sometimes to just, I guess, say the right things.
Right.
You know, or almost, it's really hard to sometimes almost listen to somebody, you know, just because you're also really concerned about with what is going on with you. So it's like, how can you hear somebody out and when you feel like you need help? And, you know, it's just conflict is just that back and forth that you're not really coming to common ground with somebody.
You're not really like seeing like
eye to eye at the end of the day. And it's all, I feel like for me, it's definitely situational. It's not really something you have to, it's like a formula that you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because relationships are hard, you know?
Yeah, right. Relationships are hard. Not conflict causes pain. Conflict causes separation. Mm-hmm. Next section, sure. Separation. And so if we don't handle, again, if we don't handle the situation or the conflict the right way, literally separation from your family, separation from your friends, separation from yourself. Like, everything is literally separated, and people don't want to, you know, again, like you said, people don't want to deal with conflict. So for you sure. feel if, like, people coming with you with conflict or people come with you with bad, negative vibe, you don't want to be around that, so you're going to separate yourself from that.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to, you know, identify conflict. And whether it's within yourself or whether it's with a specific person, like mm-hmm. your mom, do you got mommy issues? Do you got daddy issues type yeah. shit, you know? Or are you conflicted spiritually or mentally? Or it's just to deal with it. I think a step in the right direction is identifying mm-hmm. it, you know?
Definitely identifying, yeah.
And I feel like once you identify it, then it's at least easier to, you know, go day to day now and then just to, you know, just
but like,
feel better, yeah.
But some people, like, some people, yeah, they love that conflict. Like, they love that drama. So, like, just stay away. Try to stay away. Try to stay away.
Stiff arm.
Stiff arm like a running back. But conflict causes pain. Conflict causes separation. And conflict.
And it's conflict. Not good. Conflict is separated. No, it's not good.
Oh, it definitely is not
it's
good.
It's not good, man.
And conflict causes destruction. The last section causes destruction. And destruction can be anywhere. It can be in any relationship. A relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. A relationship with your family. Mm. Friends. A relationship. Shoot. Your workplace, places where you work, can be destruction. It can be a place where you, man, like, I don't even feel like going to work. I have a conflict with my boss. Like, it can create destruction in environments that you would be comfortable or be at peace at.
Are you trying to say, like, conflict within yourself? So, like, when you go out somewhere, you can't even, like,
yeah,
you, like, be steady or
you're not even with conflict. Now with conflict with yourself, you're not even yourself. So you don't even know for real how to act, or you might even think acting this way is cool, but it's really not, and you're damaging not only yourself but the people around you.
Facts. Yeah. And I believe that when you're in conflict with yourself, that's where you really have to just dig deep in your beliefs, man. Like, I try to live by, like, you know, good morals and good values, and you know, try to just have God guide me, at least. I feel like that's how I deal with my personal conflicts. Because, yeah, like, it's, man, like, going into a room and, you know, not being able to sit still or be yourself, I feel like, most importantly, and, like, battling whatever you're going back and forth in your head about, like, I feel like at the end of the day, man, like, you're just hurting yourself.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, you don't need to do that, you know? You need to find some level of peace within yourself where you're like,
exactly,
I'm okay with myself just sitting here, you know? Like, I'm okay with me being... You kind of almost have to step outside yourself, you know? And, like, look at yourself as somebody would look at you.
Right.
So...
me and being the other shoes.
Because you're human, you know? You're not different than anybody that's sitting across from you.
And you really just hit it. Like, I apologize. I should have went, like, before I even discussed this. But not every conflict is always negative. It's, like, something that you have to deal with to solve it. Now, conflict... I feel like conflict, to start off, is literally talking. It's literally like an argument. Now, if it doesn't handle properly, then that's when it becomes negative. Mm-hmm. But not all conflicts are negative, like the conflict within yourself. It's a must thing that needs to be happened so you can better and improve yourself so that you don't go backwards or stand still. You can move forward.
Yeah, and I think to add on to that, it's like, in order to just to identify where that comes from, yeah, it comes from a place of fear, I feel like.
And we talked about fear, y'all. We talked about that the first episode, so definitely...
I feel like most people sometimes are just fearful. And they're not really sure, like, maybe for like a lot of young people, like what their future is like, you know. Yeah. And it's real, like it's definitely real, but this is where you just gotta trust. You gotta trust God, you know.
Trust and believe.
You gotta trust and believe that you know, wherever you go, you're meant to be, you know. And that this is somewhere where you can make a difference, no matter where that is, like, genuinely. Like, even if you work at, like, just, like, a fast food place or at a gas station, like, just understand that even if this is a place of work and this is where you got to make money, like, this is most likely where God wants you to be right now.
Right.
And this is not your end-all, be-all. This isn't it. But maybe it's a step closer to where...
Right.
You know, you're going to be next. Maybe you're going to learn something from this. And, ooh, maybe, you know, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of the time I feel like people our age, or just, you know.
Our generation,
you know. So we sometimes lose sight of where we are and why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we go to school, we go to college, and we meet these people. And like, who become our friends, and I'm not saying like it's bad or anything, but you know, you just come accustomed to people and you forget why you're in school, you know. Forget that you're really actually there to learn and to get your degree so you can get out of there and make more money and better your future, you know. That's really why you're there. But sometimes we kind of lose sight of that. And just with our distractions, I feel like that's what they are, distractions. We get distracted a lot. And
That definitely causes conflict within yourself. And it causes
conflict.
It definitely looped around.
Yeah, and that's why growing up is tough sometimes, you know. But you gotta
trust the process.
You gotta just grow, you know.
But I'm gonna say... three things on just how to fix or like resolve conflict, and that is communication, comprehension, and courage. definitely you got to communicate. Like, that's, you got to learn how to communicate. And so people, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to communicate, don't know how to talk to each other. It's feel like with me, like, that's something that I'm working on with my family. And I'm going to say it, my family is like, I'm working on building the foundation of communication, because in the past, we will always have conflict. I will always, you know, argue with them and try to have the last word or try to hurt their feelings. I never learned how to communicate. So communication is key. And with communication comes comprehension. You have to hear their other side. Like you said, be in their shoes. You have to understand both sides and know that, you know, sometimes you're going to be right, but there's sometimes you're going to be wrong, and you have to take ownership on the times that you are wrong. And at the end, you have to have courage to do this. You have to have courage to fix this conflict, because again, a lot of people, it ties to fear. A lot of people are scared, and a lot of people don't want to deal with conflict, even though it's going to help better themselves, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Jesus, I don't want to preach. But God, look.
Chill on him, Pastor Sean.
God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And with conflict, with just yourself and with everybody else, love thy neighbor as I love thyself. You know? I had to throw a little Christianity in there, because, you know, me and Joey, we're Christians. So some of my Christian people out there, you know that. So we don't need to be in conflict. We don't need to be in drama. We don't need to be in arguments. Love each other as you love yourself. Resolve conflict, because there's probably some conflict that happened in the past that you still haven't even resolved yet, that causes destruction with your relationship, that causes separation with your family member or your friends or your loved ones that you used to love back in then. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's time to let that go. We're growing up. Like Joey said, we're growing up. And it's time to fix our relationships that was destroyed back then, that conflict that back then, and resolve that.
For sure, yeah. I think those three
things that you said, communication, courage.
Comprehension, courage, or just things to think about when you're starting to... you know, fix things or whatever conflict that you're going through. At least with people, within yourself, I think it's just, you have to come to what you believe in. But yeah, these are things also you can learn. I feel like, you know, learning how to communicate, it's something you can learn for sure. It's not something that you can't do. Don't think that you're incapable. You're not incapable of doing anything, but, yeah, just
you got it's literally the courage part. Literally, it's
all up to you. Find the courage within yourself.
Right.
And I'm giving it to you right now. Here, I'm throwing it right now.
He's throwing it. But, all right, y'all. So now we're gonna get into the call-in section. So for the call-in, we're gonna ask the callers who call in the option of how do they deal with conflict, either the option of be between their friends, between their partner, between their family member, between people at their jobs, people who they work with, or between themselves, or between a stranger. How do they deal with conflict? So we're going to actually commence into the caller. So let's see who's going to be our next caller.
Caller, caller, caller. State your name. Where you from?
Yo, this is Andrea. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, okay.
Represent, well, represent.
Representing, I see. The topic of today is how to deal with conflict. And we're just going to ask you, how do you generally deal with conflict? Or how do you deal with conflict with your friends or your partner or like a family member or people at your job? Just how do you deal with conflict?
I feel like the biggest thing on how to deal with conflict is just communicate to one another. And realize that it's you two against the problem and not you two against each other.
Respect.
I feel like
respect.
That's the biggest thing you gotta know. Honestly, you both just need to give each other some time to lay what you feel out on the line without interrupting one another. Because that's always the hardest part, is like everybody always wants to jump in and defend themselves when somebody's accusing them of something. But you kind of just gotta let everybody say their piece. And then go in and like discuss like how like that made you feel or what part is not being communicated. conflict. Yeah, that's usually how I deal with conflict.
Respect that. Respect that. Thank you. Sure. Thank you for that answer. And actually, since you're the first caller, you are our lucky caller of the day. And so, for the special reward and special gift, we would like to hear any business or anything that you're doing that I would love to promote on my show right now.
I actually have a makeup page on Instagram.
Okay.
Which is makeup.ank. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, maybe. Can't even remember my own Instagram, but yeah.
Well,
I'm about to start selling my own lashes.
Okay.
Yeah, so getting ready to do that. I have a YouTube channel too.
Word.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Young YUNG-DNA. That's also my Instagram, except the dash is a period. But yeah, just, you know, a little entrepreneur out here trying to make it big one day.
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations. Everybody go follow her. Shout her out. Thank you for being on the call. And definitely, we're going to, I'm going to promote you out on my Instagram. We're going to just promote your business and then just see what happens for you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good one.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, caller number two, can you please state your name and where you're from?
My name's Cameron. I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Ooh, Seattle. Represent, man. Shout out to my boys in Seattle. So, the topic for the show, we were talking about conflict, and so... how do you deal with conflict? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend that I've been with for almost 4 years now.
Wow, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
So, my appreciate question that. Is for you, how do you deal with conflict with your girlfriend? How do you try to handle it?
Honestly, I approach different situations differently, like, you know, a lot of people, if you feel like you haven't done something wrong, then it's hard to not be defensive about a conflict and, you know, not argue. So sometimes if I feel like I'm not in the wrong, then I'll defend my position as long as I can. And,
right.
You know, it's not the best way to go about it because, you know, then both people lose in the situation. There's just no, winning in the situation because both of you guys are just going to argue until it's over or... you just end up not caring about the situation and you don't address the actual problem. So I try not to do that too much where, you know, I try to win arguments. At this point, I kind of just let things happen organically and, you know, try to let things see what her position is on what's going on with the conflict and try to get her to understand my position. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are different, so there's just going to be times where you can't agree, and you kind of just have to be able to live with that, where, you know, you can't just get someone to think the way that you think.
Respect that.
It's not realistic, because people grew up in different situations, mm-hmm. People were raised differently, and people have different values, whereas you may value something highly, someone might not value that, you know? So, it's really just about... at the end of the day, I mean, I know I'm in a relationship, but at the end of the day, you also have to take care of your own mental health, and, you know, you have to find your own happiness. You can't just rely on the person in your relationship for your happiness. So I try not to compromise too much, you know, with getting, like, not caring about my values just to please somebody else. But at the end of the day, you also have to have a healthy relationship. So it's just about right. Finding the balance. You pick the battles that you want to win, and you pick the battles that you don't need to win.
Happy,
you know, that you can concede.
So right.
Both of you guys can be happy.
That quote, a happy, happy life, happy wife.
Happy life,
man. Hey, man, shout out to you, Cam. Thank you for your answer. I really appreciate you for being on the show. Definitely you gotta call again next episode, because we definitely gonna do some prizes. You could possibly win a reward. So definitely shout out to you. Definitely come again.
Thanks for having me, Rashawn. You have a good day.
You too.
We have our next caller. All right, go ahead and state your name and where you're from.
My name is Kevin Apoku, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Kevin, what's good with you?
What's good, bro? How you awesome, doing, man?
I'm good, I'm good.
All right, so your question is, how do you deal with conflict between you and a family member?
So for me, being from an African home, it's very hard because due to the fact that the parents know what's best, but I learned that I had to be my own person at the end of the day. So I basically, when I have conflict with my family, I basically tell them, look, we gotta have a conversation, but right now you gotta listen to my side and what I'm thinking, then right. You can tell me how you feel.
Right. Respect that. Respect. Yes.
No problem, man.
Man, so actually, Kevin, you are the lucky caller of the day, bro. And so, yes, man, congratulations. And so what we're doing right now is for your award is like whatever brand you have or whatever you want me to promote, we're going to promote it right now. So what do you have? Like, you doing any business? You trying to get some, like, start off? Like, what are you doing?
So right now, I'd like to promote Provoke Clothing.
Provoke Coglin. Clothing. Oh, clothing. Clothing.
Woo. Yeah, it's clothing.
Okay. Where can they follow that?
One second. You can follow them on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's basically Provoke Clothing. Provoke Clothing.
Okay.
Yes.
Respect that. All right, shout out Kevin. Kevin, appreciate you for being on the show as always. Love you, my brother.
Love you too, man.
All right,
y'all doing great things. Keep doing it.
Hey, man. Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right, peace. And then we have another caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Leland Taylor, a.k.a. Mr. Employee of the Month, a.k.a. Mr. Taylor. I'm from Canal, Winchester, Ohio, and I'm on Shiny Shine Live out here, bro. What's good?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Hey, Leland. Hey, man, welcome back, my boy. How you feeling, man? How you been? How's your week?
Man, it's been okay. Like I said, bro, I work in a meat cooler all day, so cold as hell. I got my own little publishing and my own promotion company. So,
oh, yeah.
I just recently had a successful promo event happen.
Congratulations.
And we're really good, bro. So I've been doing all right, man. I've been doing all right, bro.
All right. So the topic for the main show, we were just talking about conflict. And so speaking of, you know, since, you know, you're not working where you used to work and you're working at a, you know, a different area, how do you deal with conflict with people at your job? And it don't even have to be at your new job. It can be just job, like, work and period. So
I saw you going with that. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you two condensed versions of two different versions of the answer.
Okay.
Conflict here at this job and my Meyer job, I'll tell them to kiss my ass and walk out.
Facts.
I'm not about to argue with you while we're in this cooler doing meat, like working on meat. No, I'm not going to do that with you. All right, you feel me, bro?
Yeah.
But conflict in my other job as a bartender and working in a brewery, man, working very closely with customers, man, I don't like coming to people with attitude. I don't like having negative emotions whenever I'm around because people feed off that energy. You feel me, bro? So whenever I'm in that scenario, I like to at least take, like, you know, I hate to sound like a teacher, but step back, take at least 5 seconds, man. You feel me? Breathe real quick. And then I come at it correct. Like, hey, look, man, I don't know what you're going through or whatever, bro, but I'm not the one for that, bro, okay? Let's not do that here at work.
Right.
All right? Respectful, but at the same time, firm. I let them know that I'm, you know, that's how I deal with conflict at least, bro.
Yeah.
So,
you respect me, I respect you. Like,
simple as that.
Keep it that.
Respect requires respect. But yeah, that's how I would deal with conflict in the workplace at least. Either, you know, there's a difference between work and your career, you feel me?
Mm hmm.
So, I mean, hey, you know, your workplace is just where you got to tolerate everything so you can get your paycheck. Your career is something you could either A, do for free, or do until you know, until you croak, man, until you kill over.
Respect. Hey, man. Thank you for calling in. Hey, everybody, follow this man on Instagram at Leveland Taylor, LeveLandTaylor. Please follow him. Thank you for calling again, man. This literally. Appreciate you, man. All right, boy. Stay up.
Sir, you do the same, bro.
Peace. Man, shout out to my boy Leland, man. Back-to-back calls. He called me the last episode. Appreciate him so much, man. Caller, can you please state your name and where you're from?
My name is Jenny, and I'm from Akron, Ohio.
Akron. King James represent. Anyway, so for the topic of the show, we was talking about conflict. And so my question for you is, how do you deal with conflict between your actual self?
I'm religious personally, so any conflict between myself and others, I pray on it and kind of ask the guidance on how I should handle it and what kind of solutions I should come up for it.
Respect that, respect that. Good, that's a great answer. I feel like that's the best answer so far out of all the call-ins.
Face it with Jesus.
Amen, you know, got to. But anyway, since you're the last caller, you are the lucky caller, so congratulations. And so what we're doing for the lucky callers today is any brand or anything that you're working on that you want to promote on the show, you can promote it actually right now.
Okay, well, I'm Finny, like I said before, and I have my own business, Divine Beauty LLC. I sell a lot of things. I sell chapstick for both men and women, body oils for men and women,
ooh,
lip gloss, keychains, hair pins, hair scrunchies, a little bit of everything. www.divinebeauty.com, or you can check out my social media, Divine Beauty by Finny.
Definitely go follow her on Instagram. Shout out to you. I'm definitely gonna have to get some chapstick, and now definitely the oil. I didn't know about the oil. Okay. Period. Miss Finny, I'm just so proud of you. You really, you know, definitely you just came into the school like, hey, I'm me, I got my brand. Let's go. Let's start this off. And you really just been keep on pushing, keep on going. I just want to say I'm proud of you. Just keep it going. Just keep on doing you, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. So you have a good one. Please call again.
Okay, for sure. I got you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
And I think that's enough callers for today, man. How you feel about the callers, Joey?
Man, I feel like this was a really good episode, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely had, you know, some interesting people talk about how they deal with conflict. So, like, definitely took some notes on how to deal with conflict myself.
For sure. Yeah, I really liked how people opened up. And it just shows a different side, man.
It was good.
And it's good. It's always good.
I can't wait for next episode. Because next episode is going to be good. We're going to have a special guest. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be lit. And I can't wait to share it with y'all. But that is it for your boy Shiny Shine and my boy Joey.
I'm so weak.
But y'all have a great week, young kings and queens. And yes, I will see y'all next Monday. Shiny Shine out. Peace.
I was chilling on the block, with my nigga.
All right, yeah, we out.